Back now with Day to Day, Carl A.C. Newman is best known as the frontman for the indie supergroup The New Pornographers. Sometimes he takes some time away from the band to create music on his own. Tomorrow, his second solo album, Get Guilty, comes out in stores. My colleague Alex Cohen spoke with A.C. Newman about his solo projects.
The first one I did because we were at a point when we didn't play live without Nico. Without Nico Case. So basically, from the end of 2003 to early 2005, we only did two New Pornographers shows. So I thought, I gotta fill my time with something. So I made a solo album.
Way down in the land of twins, we tell ourselves apart like this.
One of the songs on this album is titled The Collected Works, and it's something that you describe as a cross between two songs. And we actually have those songs here, so I thought we could take a little listen. First off, one of the songs you reference is Queen's Fat Bottom Girls. Let's take a listen.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Okay, now here's the other ingredient, and I think most folks are going to know this one. So let's take a little listen to the other half of this. So that was, of course, George Benson's On Broadway. Can you explain how you bring these two, in my mind, very different songs together and come up with your own creation out of that?
Well, I was really into On Broadway, the way it has that, like it's driven by those low piano notes and a bass going doo-doo-doom, 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 doo-doo-doom. And then I also felt the urge to give it that kind of Fat Bottom Girl style boogie rock. So I found myself writing this song that to me seemed a little bit like a weird Frankenstein's monster.
There was a tempest roaring in the deep blues. They're just to put the revolution in you.
I'd like to ask you about something I consider one of your great strengths. I think one of your fortes as a songwriter is the opening bits of songs. They're just really powerful, and they grab you in, and I thought we'd give listeners a little taste of what I'm talking about. I'd like to just play the beginning part of the track called Like a Hitman, Like a Dancer. A.C. Newman, do you pay particular attention to the beginnings of songs when you're writing them?
I guess I do. I mean, I feel like I start a song with some part that I think is really good, and I just build from there.
The last song on this album is called All of My Days and All of My Days Off.
Sunshine was outside.
This song, I understand, is autobiographical. It's about your wedding day 2 summers ago, which was written up in the New York Times. It seemed like a pretty cool wedding. What was that day like for you?
We had a fun, got married in Brooklyn. We had a great reception where Nico Case played and the Mates of State played. And it was a fun time was had by all, I think.
Is being a married man, has that affected your music at all?
I mean, maybe I'm filled with a little less despair. So I don't know if that's having a positive or a negative effect on my music.
I'd like to end here asking you about a tune that's actually not on Get Guilty. I understand that on Valentine's Day this year, you will be releasing a cover tune for a compilation, a Starbucks compilation CD. What's the song you're covering and why?
Yeah, I recorded the song Take On Me by A-ha. It was one of those songs that really hit me, you know, when you're in, you know, I think when you're like, whatever, 17 or 18 or 16, you can listen to a song like Take On Me and it can seem much heavier than it actually is.
I don't even remember the lyrics. Can you remind me?
Talking away, I don't know. It's like talking away, I don't know what I'm to say. I say it anyway.
You were very close to singing. Could I possibly request to have you just give us a little preview?
No.
Sing a little bit?
No way. I'm getting older and I cling to my dignity.
A.C. Newman's new album is called Get Guilty. It's out this week on Matador Records. A.C. Newman, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Some Polynesians die.
A.C. Newman spoke with NPR's Alex Cohen. You can hear more of A.C. Newman's new album at nprmusic.org.